about the show you went to?
And then I went to a show where it was like a quiz show, and the entire audience was empty except for a retarded field trip. And what was really great is Abby Rosenquist was on it with me. And you, the show was, it was like a quiz show where you get paired with a member of the audience. And it was me, Abby, and a guy named David James. And they didn't know they were retarded. Abby and David didn't see that this was a retarded field trip. Like, I got on stage, and I was talking shit to the audience. I was like, look at these fucking goobers. And then I saw that they were actually retarded. I was like, hey, my bad, my bad, my bad. I was like, yo, cool bracelets. And then I was like, oh, shit, group of retarded guys. And then the show was like, you get a partner and do a quiz show with an audience member. Abby and David both got retarded guys.
What was it called? Are you smarter than a retarded guy?
They both... Jeff Foxworthy. It's like the color blue.
Red.
So you won, didn't you?
I had a dude that was like a dentist.
What?
And who he was like trying to win. And I was convinced no one knew.
I thought you were saying he was a retarded dentist. I was like, what?
Whoa. He's whacking people's teeth out.
So you had a dentist who was trying
to
win.
Like, bite this leather and fucking slap you.
Did you thwart him?
I did thwart him.
Good.
I thwarted my fucking greedy Jewish dentist. But the two retarded guys, David didn't know they were retarded. Abby didn't know they were retarded. And the first, like, the audience member got to ask the comic a question. And Abby's partner was like, are you thingle? And Abby was like, I don't know. It depends how much money you make.
Yeah.
And the crowd kind of laughed. And I was like, what? And then David chimes in and goes, yeah, I don't know if he knows that gummy bears don't count as currency. And I looked at David. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And David looked at me like, what the fuck's your problem? David and Abby didn't know these guys were retarded the entire show. And they were fully retarded. Like, they were getting questions wrong, and dude, they were getting upset. They were like, Jesus fucking Christ, you don't know this? Hit the button. Hit the fucking buzzer. They were, like, scolding these retarded guys. And then at the end, one of their chaperones came up and started talking to us, and it was like, it's really great what you did. And then I watched it click for David and Abby. They were like, oh, they have chaperones. Like, these are fully retarded men that came from a group home to have fun,
like,
tonight.
Probably pinching the back of their arm like, you fucking idiot, it's fucking Louisiana.
They were like, fucking answer that question. Yeah, it was really fun to watch. And then I think one of the like closing stories was like, yeah, his dad, the retarded guy you were with, his dad just died of cancer yesterday. So it's really cool what you did with him. we were like,
it's like, nice.
And they honestly made fun of these guys start to finish. They're like, you don't fucking know that?
Damn.
And it was fun.
Good thing you thwarted that dentist.
Oh, the dentist at the final Jeopardy, like the last question, he bid all of his money, and I knew he was going to beat the retarded guy next to me.
Yeah?
And I was like, I can't let this guy. And he was like, is this the correct answer? And I knew the correct. Like, I knew the answer. And I was like, yeah, you got it. Bid all of it, dude. And he did.
He lost
and
it all.
This psycho was trying to beat this retarded guy for $100.
Holy fuck.
It was $100, dude. I was like, if you give this retarded guy $100, that's like $1 billion for a normal person. Yeah, a retarded guy with $100 is...
That was who wants to be a millionaire, dude.
That was who wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah, 100 bones. Yeah,
100, that's 100 bones for a retarded guy?
Sweatpants for everyone.
What's the first thing they're buying, dude?
If you're retarded, you're going to get $100?
Yeah, John Cena sculpture.
Something's autographed. No, yeah, something's autographed for sure.
Yeah. John Cena.
I don't know what.
That's good.
Something's getting autographed.
Cheese platter. There's a Vince McMahon cheese platter.
No, they probably buy like sick shit, dude.
Retarded guys with with $100, a retarded guy would buy like a fucking toothbrush. Fucking retarded guys need to brush their fucking teeth.
That's what
I didn't even know that was like a
I think they would
stereotype.
Just give it to their parents. They're so sweet.
They would give it to their parents. They are sweet boys.
Here you go, mom and dad.
Or they would fucking freak out.
they would just go like a downward spiral, like a lottery winner.
They'd be like Floyd Mayweather with money. Just like fucking flashy, like throwing it at the camera. You know, you can't stop me now. I am $100.
Do they go to school next day with like Reese's and a Three Musketeers? And like,
If they ain't gonna say
king size everything, dude.
Yeah. We haven't had a good we've never as a country we've had a lot of shooters. Never a Downs shooter.
Nah, peaceful bunch. Are you sure?
Very peaceful bunch. I would love a good Downs shooter. Wouldn't we all?
I feel like some of them have been at really
close. Right, I have to piss
Lanza,
so bad.
What about Adam Lanza? He was like...
Adam Lanza was obviously not Downs, dude. I'm talking a full fucking, like, chubby, like, shaped like a starfish. Downs, dude.
You don't get a lot of skinny Downs.
Nah, dude. If you're Downs, dude, you love sweet treats. You love them.
Yeah.
I got a touch.
I don't want it to happen. But if it does, I want them to go full leather jacket, two twin handguns, full Max Payne.
Terminator.
Like a diving, I want a diving Matrix shot.
With the glasses on? Dude,
it opens up like the beginning of Terminator naked.
Oh, bro, how good would a Downs
fucking
shooter be?
He's like, here I come.
A what?
A Downs shooter, dude. A dude with Down syndrome dressed like the Terminator. Walking through the mall with AR-15s.
Yo, nobody would stop him.
Nobody could stop him, dude. They'd hit him. It'd be like fucking. It'd be glance off him.
He's just stopping like a tiger at the Hallmark tank store. In World
War II. No, I'm saying if they saw a retarded guy fully Matrix out, they'd be like, "Go ahead, bro, as you were."
Yeah, dude. Well, he probably obviously
moved,
killing it.
He probably moved so like unorthodox, be like boxing a southpaw. You know what I mean?
They wouldn't be able to figure out how to kill him.
How stopping in Modell's and just dribbling the ball for a minute.
He'd just be making decisions that everyone was like, "What the fuck is this guy doing in there?" He kissed one of the hostages. Now he's cutting one of the hostages' head off. This guy's got no idea.
His ransom's like $200.
Yeah, his ransom. His ransom. $100 more and a case of Three Musketeers.
I'm not paying back my Little League chocolate.
And then he calls back 10 minutes later. He's like, "What?" Like, "No, you called us." They, "What?"